North Carolina schools got their report cards. For the most part, standardized test scores are up slightly. That's true in CMS as well. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
Across the state, test scores increased in most subjects last year. Altogether, 58% of students made passing grades. That's up nearly 2 percentage points from the year before. State school board member Eric Davis of Charlotte applauded what he called steady progress.
It's the steady work of every one of our teachers, every frontline principal, every district superintendent that's getting the job done with support from parents.
That small but steady increase describes CMS's scores over the past few years, too. Last year, 61% of students made passing grades on state tests. 53% of students made higher grades that designate them as college and career ready. That college and career ready rate was higher in all subjects, except for high school English. CMS Superintendent Ann Clark says that's reason to celebrate.
It's going in the right direction, except for English, too. But it's clear we need to continue to push harder and harder because we don't have enough students that are at grade level yet. And certainly that's not where we want to stop.
The performance gap between white and African-American and Latino students has narrowed over the past few years in CMS and across the state. Still, nearly a third of CMS schools had less than half of students making passing grades. Gaston County Schools' test scores jumped to 53% of students making the grade. Cabarrus County Schools also increased to 62%. Union County's pass rate decreased slightly to 71%. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.